ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:01 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Del now pretty much the rest of the way. Lance has actually left the building, but not left the building because we got a little meeting after the show. You ready for it? You so ready. Del, I've never seen you this excited about a meeting.
Well, I mean, emotions can be confusing to people. Are you one of those people who can't read emotions? Is that why you think I'm excited?
You're always excited.
That'll be fine.
About hearing new things.
Nah, yeah. It's not that. It's just, I'd just rather be on the way home. That's all.
Well, yeah. I got to go pick up. I went on a golf trip this weekend. It was awesome. If you all got a chance to go up to a Big Cedar Lodge and play Payne's Valley. And I want to tell you this. You're going to find out. It's Buffalo Ridge. They got Buffalo Ridge, Ozarks National. They got Payne's Valley. They got a 14-hole par three. Gary Player just ran out of room, so he made it 14 holes. I don't know why. They've got a Jack Nicklaus at the top of the rock, par three. That's awesome. So coming back, American did it again. American is now 56 consecutive. They're Joe DiMaggio. 56 consecutive sucky plane rides with them. Get to Dallas because you got to go through Dallas. And the flight to Houston's canceled. Ooh. So that was supposed to leave at 6:55. Get home at 8:15, right? So now, and my car's at Hobby. Because we're going to Hobby.
Of course.
The next, so sorry, we can't get you on that one. Tomorrow morning at 6:45. You get to go.
Can't.
Nah, I can't do
Got
that.
Got a job to
can't
do.
Can't do that. So they had another one at 8:55 leaving for Bush. Oh, get on my phone. Oh, I'm on that flight. Perfect. 8:55. I'm going to get home a couple hours later. Oh, well. Yeah. No captain. That flight's delayed.
No captain.
2.5 hours. No. 8:50. 11:50. 3 hours. 3 hours, and we're sitting on the tarmac for about 45 minutes with the plane not running because I don't know why, but it's hotter. Oh, so I didn't get home till 2 a.m. I was supposed to be home at 8:15.
You know,
my clubs now are at Hobby.
Is all your stuff there?
No, I carried on my clothes.
Okay, gotcha.
So. I just got my, well, yeah, and it's there, and so I got to drive to Hobby today. I called her, I said, hey, could you have it delivered? They were like, you can, but you're taking a chance now. I was like, really? Really? Yeah, I'm
What's
just
the chance
you,
you're taking?
This woman couldn't have been nicer on the phone that I waited at 1:30 in the morning for a half hour to talk to somebody. Are you kidding me? You don't have anybody, you're really that busy? Anyway, so American Airlines, congratulations, nice. Well done again.
You know, either by chance or divine intervention, I don't remember the last time I've taken an American flight. It's either been United or Southwest. I don't take them. It's not even on purpose. I just don't take them.
This Springfield is the only place I go on American. Mm-hmm. It's because it's the only place now. United had two flights to Springfield direct. Now there's no direct since COVID hit.
Yeah.
So it sucks. Sucks. Anyway. But great golf trip, great guys. It was a lot of fun. I picked up points for my team. What? We won the Ryder Cup. What? It's called the Gentleman's Cup.
Can we not call it the Ryder Cup?
It's the Gentleman's Cup.
Yeah. Why? Are you, any of you gentlemen?
No. As a matter of fact, we had one guy that was so drunk, he was trying to drive the cart. And they've got this beautiful rock there that it's just, I mean, and it's cut. It's like so perfect. It's rock, but it's just so perfectly cut and whatnot. He was so wasted, he just drove his golf cart right in front, right where all the security and the cart guys are and everything, just drove it full speed right into the rocks.
The guy is drunk.
Oh, my God, was he drunk. And then he thought he was funny by telling them, I will slit your throat.
Who's that funny
for? Well, he got thrown out.
Who's that funny for?
I don't know. Just wasn't.
Yeah, these are the. Dude, why don't you hang out with people because of these people?
No. Well, you're not going to hang out with this guy.
Yeah, but, I know.
But it was just awesome. I mean, horses are great. It's just if you're looking for a golf destination up there,
Can you rank this in your top five of golf trips? Now you've played at like major courses, so is this ranked?
Oh yeah, no, this is up there.
Okay,
Payne's Valley's beautiful. Buffalo Ridge is beautiful. It's awesome. It's awesome. It is. It's real. And there's three different courses, which is cool. You're not playing the same course over and over. Yeah, but it was a great trip. Great. 24 guys. So it's hard to corral everybody in.
Yeah,
it's like herding cats.
That's rough to get that many people.
And everybody's wasted. We had that after Payne's Valley, there's a little par three that's called Tiger's 19th hole.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us were up there, waited on all the groups to come in. All of us were up there. You hit one shot, you get that one shot and play closest to the pin, $20. The dude won $480 that got closest. That was a nice little.
So you guys were able to figure out a way to get all 24 of you.
All 24.
Up there, and y'all flew in on a Friday
or
something?
And there's a bar right there.
Well, of course.
So now the fireballs and the beer, everything, and shots, and it was just really good. That's a good time, Dell. You don't know nothing.
You got a drunk tootie plus a kicker and a punter. That's how many people were there.
Yeah. 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 Too deep. That's right.
And you got your specialist.
And they, yeah, and it's just everybody scream. It was golf course. It wasn't really.
Were the people there appreciative of your actions?
I don't know.
Are you
going to
be invited
right
back?
I'm not sure.
Are you guys going to be welcome back?
One guy said, you know, we got this all the time. It's a resort. 24 guys. Stuff's going to happen. Stuff's going to happen. It's no big deal.
Was it?
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
Oh, there were war. Yeah, it's all white people.
Yeah, I bet.
It's all white people.
I bet.
It's pretty. Yeah, no. I mean,
shout out to you guys for having a good time.
Yeah, that was good. It was good, clean fun for the whole family. No, there were actually some African Americans, but it's golf.
Were they grabbing your clubs or something? Were they getting those little towels to clean your clubs? Or it was a
them? They didn't work there.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out where did you see people who didn't look like you?
They were the golfers.
All right, then. Good. I'm happy, not for you, but for them for having a good time, too.
Anyway, so that was.
If you were wondering why John wasn't here on Friday, we got more Trey than you might have imagined. That's why.
Well, and if you love Trey, then that was great. That was great for you.
Who
doesn't love Trey?
For any ladies out there who may be looking for a sugar daddy, Trey may be your guy.
Well, Trey,
he's got assets coming out of everywhere.
He said his dad left him a lot of money and
cars and a it's not a great story. It begins with the death of his father, but yes, all I'm saying is if you're looking to, you know, be a kept woman,
mm-hmm.
Trey can do that for you at least a couple years before you spend all his money.
I mean, kept woman is something. I don't know about that.
For a couple years.
You're going to need more than that to keep
them. Understood, but I said a couple years.
Right. If you're just looking to use them, give them a call.
If you're one of those people.
Yeah, just call up here. Get about 400 larger and then leave.
Yeah, and because of the amount of money that Trey has available, he's got standards now.
Yeah.
I guess. Ooh. I have no idea. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
I don't know the Trey.
No.
I don't know what Trey's standards are.
I'm just saying, if you're in that game, come correct like a person who understands that a man with that type of, you know, it's not even disposable income. It's not even, it's just money he has, that maybe he has certain standards.
Yeah. Well, and now, he can't sleep at night. You know, a lot of people, I can't pay the rent. My job is terrible. My wife is leaving me.
Sounds
Trey
like
can't
thing.
Stay awake. I can't sleep at night because he doesn't know what to do with all the cars his dad left.
Yeah, he doesn't know how. I told him, call John Clay Wolf. You got someone right there. Easy.
Yeah, don't worry. He'll give you. And
way
then you
more.
Go find out and you go blue book it and see how what that offer was
and
like.
Take John Clay Wolf for $4,000 more than it's actually worth. He does that sometimes.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's what John Clay Wolf do.
That purple Hummer could go. I don't know what the value of a purple Hummer is, but apparently Trey has one in his front yard.
You can paint it if you have to.
That's true.
Bucks and Nets tonight. If the Bucks shoot better, they can win that game.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Terrible.
It was the exact inverse of what happened in the Heat series. Trust me, I know. They're awful from range in game one. And James Harden won't be playing. Brian Geltzeiler attributed to him to being fat and working himself back into shape all season long. So the hamstring thing was a thing for him because he was never in shape. So now it reoccurred because it was never healthy. Who knows? Not a medical doctor. But James Harden, did he ever miss a playoff game for the Rockets? Well,
some guys get hamstrings, even skinny guys, especially skinny guys.
He's just saying that this thing has been a thing for him all year long.
That was
he's
a
out
fat
of shape.
Suit, too, by the way. You got taken in by that, Geltz.
He was out of shape, though. Fat suit or no fat suit, he played himself into shape. Because even when he came back from injury this last time, he wasn't in great shape.
I don't know. When he got to the Nets, he looked fine. As soon as he got to the Nets, that's James.
We're not talking about weight. We're just talking about like being in basketball conditioning. Yeah, like being able to go as hard as you need to for 30-plus minutes a night or whatever. And he didn't come back in great shape off this last injury, and that's to be expected. He was out for so long. So he's out for game two. Was he ever inactive? I won't say did he ever miss a game here because he was on the floor and missed some games in the playoffs. Was he ever inactive for a playoff game here? I don't remember him missing.
I don't remember
missing.
That either.
Yeah, it would have been such a big deal. I don't think it ever happened.
I don't think so either. He was the whole team, so you would have missed him.
Yeah, so he'll miss it. I think it's at least his first playoff game in a while, certainly. And we'll see
He didn't last that long on this one, the first one.
Well, that's true, but at least he got on the floor, played 3 minutes. So we'll see how it goes for the Nets, but fine without him.
Brooklyn is -1.5.
I can't expect the Bucks to shoot so poorly. And they're in that game for a half, and then the Nets put on a run in the third and took over. I'll take the Bucks to even up the series. You can't go down 0-2 when James Harden has played 3 out of a total of 96 minutes. That would be a terrible way. Now you're going back home, but still, that's a terrible way to go home.
You still got two superstars. I mean,
that's true, but look.
You got much firepower.
If you're a champ,
look how Griffin played.
I don't expect. Look, the thing is, do you expect Kyrie and KD to play 40 plus minutes consistently through the series if James isn't playing?
Well, if James isn't playing, they're going to have to.
Well, that's the thing I was thinking about when in game 6 for the Suns and the Lakers. Everyone was freaking out because the Lakers were making a run. Oh, yeah, sure, if LeBron plays all 48 minutes, they might win, and if you expect them never to wear down. So I don't think they're going to be able to stay on the floor as much as they did in game one, if it's a close game. Because I'm just looking at the minutes. They played 40 and 45 combined. That can't last over a series if James doesn't play. You're not going to be as effective. So I don't think they'll play as many minutes tonight. And I think that'll be enough as long as the Bucks shoot better because they were atrocious shooting from distance.
Yeah.
I'll take the Bucks in game two because
I got Bucks too.
Yeah, I don't think like Middleton was 6 for 23. That can't happen again. Not if they think they're gonna win this series.
No. 10:13, taking a break. We've got more NBA playoffs on the other side, plus Astros baseball, plus NFL, and some new rules out there that could affect the league. All right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about this other game? I think the West is going to be really interesting. You don't get the Clippers and Jazz, which will be a war. That's going to be a war in that series. Suns Nuggets is nice too. Nets Bucks is nice. Hawks and Sixers that's just ridiculous that the Sixers came out like that.
Yeah, game, and this was getting Embiid in the lineup. is a guy you weren't really sure was going to play with the partially torn meniscus, and he comes out and it's just fine. And the Hawks didn't have DeAndre Hunter or Cam Reddish. These are two guys who are bigger wings that would help defensively a little bit, and they weren't available. And so it didn't seem like great news for the Hawks, and it didn't matter. I mean, they blitzed the Sixers from really the start. And we know the Sixers had this miraculous comeback when the Hawks forgot how to inbound the basketball. Apparently, the press isn't something you work on too much in the NBA because the Sixers kind of crushed the Hawks in that and it fueled the comeback. But they had multiple guys make big shots. Bogdanovich with his three, and then his three, and then his two free throws to close it out. The Hawks are scary. They got so many ways to score. Trapping Trae Young, he's such a good passer. You're going to get open looks. How many threes did they make? Did they get up to 19 or 20 threes made in the game yesterday? So, and this is going to be a referendum on Ben Simmons. He played 37 minutes and he scored 17 points. But they're, you know, it's what he does. He in transition layups, dunks. But he was 3 for 10 from the free throw line, and that turns out. Didn't feel like it at first, but that's a big deal in this game. You lose by four when this guy goes 3 out of 10. He's best as a defender, but they didn't really put him on Trae Young very much because he had foul trouble. He's going to have to find a way to contribute defensively because he's almost in the half court, almost worthless in the half court offensively.
So is he gone?
Well,
if they lose, you think Daryl Morey will be? I mean, he didn't. He gave James all the opportunities in the world, but Ben Simmons ain't James.
No, he won't be backing James. I mean, Ben Simmons that way. The question is, it's about what Daryl Morey, how he evaluates this team and figures out who best complements Embiid. Like, is Ben Simmons enough to go get that guy? Like, there's no Ben Simmons younger, but there's no if I always bring up Bradley Beal because he always seems like the one who thinks he's good with the Wizards, and then you interview him and you see his face after losses and he feels completely destroyed. Like, why would you want Ben Simmons when you have a shorter, better version of him in Russell Westbrook? Now Ben Simmons is younger, but do you want two guys in your backcourt who can't really shoot? So I don't know who.
Well, Ben Simmons can't. He doesn't.
Yeah. So
he won't shoot.
So I don't know who Ben Simmons gets you if you're the Sixers to put you over the top if it doesn't go well.
How about that? Daryl Morey is watching the opponent, Atlanta, shoot 47 threes while his team shoots 29, and his star won't shoot any.
Well, his star perimeter player at least, doesn't shoot any, and Atlanta gets.
And his other star was 1 for 3.
Yeah, but at least he's a 7-footer who went for 39, so he can excuse it, I guess. But, Atlanta make 23s, and if the Sixers continue to not be able to contain Trae Young one-on-one, they're going to have to do things, and his ability to pass out of double teams in the front court and maneuver around that stuff is going to lead to open threes. How many corner threes did they take that were wide open?
Well, how about, they got good games out of, it wasn't like they put up stinkers. They got a great game out of Embiid. Simmons was 7 for 7, 17 points. I mean, he 10 assists. Curry was good, 21 points. Harris was good with 20, and they still lost.
Yeah, because
they were getting their ass handed to them.
They stunk for two and three quarters and then they turned it on a little bit late in the third, and then obviously the fourth was their big comeback. But yeah, those numbers, when you score 124 points, they look good, but for almost three quarters no one but Embiid did anything, and Tobias Harris was okay. But those numbers were greatly helped by the fact that the Hawks almost, you know, fell apart. But for three quarters, what were they doing?
Yep.
They're losing by 20.
And tomorrow night, now we got the Jazz and the Clip.
I like this one, and apparently, if you're a better, which you are, I don't know if you're going to bet on this game, take the Jazz, because coming off Game 7, straight up and against the spread, the Game 7 winner going into a Game 1 does not fare well. So if you're looking to make a bet, and if you like that Jazz number, take that. But I think I like the Jazz in this series.
You do?
I do. I think so. I mean, because people are talking about how the Clippers have exercised their demons because they beat the Mavericks after what happened last year with the Nuggets. Why? They beat the Mavericks last year in less games. Why would beating them this year exercise any demons? The Clippers are a championship or bust team, and if they don't make the finals this year with no Lakers in their path, it's going to be a failure. So I don't think they've gotten anything off their back yet. And I do like the Jazz here. I like them with home court, and I like the fact that Donovan Mitchell got those four games in. And you know, they lost to Memphis in game one, and they smacked Memphis around when they got their best player back.
Who do you like in the Suns series?
Ooh, you would think
I like the Suns.
You would think, yeah. I mean, the Denver overcame not having guards against Portland. And Portland had these two dominant guards, but Portland doesn't play any defense. Phoenix isn't as bad defensively as Portland is. If they don't get a Barton or Dozier back, if Denver doesn't get those guys back, I like Phoenix. The question will be, with some time off, how healthy will Chris Paul be? Or will this be something that from game to game, we don't know what he can give them? That'll give Denver a shot.
That'll be the problem.
Yeah, but if he is good to go, where you can expect his game, I think, was it game five performance to be the norm, then I like Phoenix in this one.
1024 ESPN 975-713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 975. Why did you say that the media, the NBA media was lazy?
It was about the whole Clippers getting the thing off their back, exercising demons. They haven't done No,
they haven't.
They beat Dallas. They beat Dallas. Who they beat last year?
Winning one series is not. That's not even close. For the Clippers to have a successful season, it's NBA Finals.
Definitely, and then depending on the matchup, title, whatever. But the Clippers have not done anything. They're a championship team. Beating the Mavericks in round one, the same team you beat last year, doesn't mean anything. In fact, you were worse this year than you were last year against them.
I think this is, you know, as crappy as the regular season was, as injury prone as it was, as high scoring and no defense, a lack of what seemed like a lack of effort. And in some ways, you can't blame the guys. I mean, running up and down every other day. It was the worst schedule ever in that there were no breaks in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that made it awfully difficult. But these playoffs, now, while the playoff games haven't been great, they really haven't. The first day of NBA playoffs was great. After that, we've had a lot of stinkers.
Yeah, even some of the series that went long.
The games weren't
great.
No. So, but these are intriguing matchups. These are some good, man, if Jamal Murray was healthy, I think Denver might.
Well, they were one of the best teams in the league when he was healthy. Yeah. Denver would have a real shot to make the conference finals and maybe even make the finals.
Is he the biggest injury of all the teams?
As far as how much it impacts
the
team?
James, we'll find out how much this impacts, but this is relatively short, we think. We don't know.
We don't know.
You never know. Chris Paul, obviously, is always a candidate to be injured.
Jamal Murray took Denver from being, maybe they might make the finals. So, look at Denver fighting hard. Look at they beat Portland. They went from a potential championship contender to, man, this is a great story.
In the long run, Michael Porter Jr.'s got to step up.
Michael Porter Jr. had some big games. He had a big quarter one in game six to get Denver going. And Aaron Gordon has apparently embraced his role as being a guy who'll get the occasional bucket but wants to defend. I mean, it gives those two guys some growth, the ability to grow in this postseason, and then they'll have to integrate back again when Jamal Murray comes back. But as far as Denver, yeah, I think they're the biggest. They've been the biggest impact as far as injury has been Jamal Murray to Denver. Because even if James misses time, you go, we still have Kyrie and KD. We'll see how that's still. That team right now without James, you could still say maybe not prohibitive favorite now to make the finals. But, yeah, that team should probably still be the favorite.
Yep. 1028 ESPN 975-713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in to hang out with us.
This
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, we're back here on ESPN 97.5. It's a pretty interesting question. Now, with the addition of Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and Derrick Henry, non-quarterback trios, would you say that's better than Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, and Thielen? How about Kelce, Hill, and Edwards-Helaire?
I'll take the Titans over the ones you've mentioned so far.
Really?
As far as physical gifts, yeah, they're certainly the most imposing three that I could think of. And when's the last time you've seen three guys at those positions that big and that fast?
What about Aaron Jones, Davante Adams, and...
Who? Tanyan?
Tanyan.
No. Tanyan got it.
Not Tanyan. Well...
Who? Scantling?
Scantling. No.
No.
Yeah, I guess that might be the best trio in the league, huh?
I'm trying to go through the list because triplets are usually reserved. There's a position for the quarterback, and if you're removing quarterback from the list, I can't think of two receivers and a back, or even maybe you replace a receiver with a tight end or a running back with a tight end. I can't think of anyone like this.
Well,
and it has to be Julio of previous years, not 2020, obviously, if we want to put him up there.
Well, Zeke and Cooper and
CeeDee Lamb or Mike or what's his name? What's the other guy's name? 13 for the Cowboys. I'm blanking on
not Cage. No. Oh, Gallup.
Gallup, yeah.
No. What about what about Pitts and Ridley and
Well, Pitts has to play.
But
And who? Pitts, Ridley, and who?
Ridley.
That's one. That's two. You still need a third guy.
No. Yeah. That's a problem. Man, it might be. It might. That might be.
So that I'm sure it's been talked about. So
what about Waller and Josh James?
Josh Jacobs and who's the receiver?
Riggs.
The Ruggs? Not yet.
Riggs.
Not yet. Does the drafting of Julio or drafting of Pitts just mean the Julio replacement, or does it make even less sense that you decide to stick with Matt Ryan and remove one of his weapons?
Well, you don't have any choice on Matt Ryan with the salary cap.
But you still could have drafted if you liked the quarterback and just rode it out.
Yeah, but you got Matt Ryan for a couple of years. Why have that pick sit? When you could have a Kyle Pitts.
Or trade down.
You can get... Right, you could have traded down.
So that was my thought. Kyle Pitts is... I don't know if they're just going to... Okay, we'll just swap out one for the other. But you added Kyle Pitts. You take away Julio Jones. You keep Matt Ryan.
But you...
Are you better?
I think your hands are tied on that.
Understood. But are you... If you're trading Julio Jones, are you a better football team? Or would it have been you better off... trading down and getting more picks if someone was willing to come up.
I thought they should have.
Yeah, because it's the Kyle Pitts thing seems like a win now move because you think you're okay with Matt Ryan and the others, but now that Julio Jones is gone.
Or you've got...
Where is Atlanta? What are they trying to do? They're trying to win now, right?
Or you've got a guy that is going to be... that you build around. That's going to be there for years. You know, you got him for five. So... And then, you know, maybe you get him for more.
Maybe. But then, true. I guess 2 years from now, they're going to be looking to go find Kyle Pitts a quarterback, I guess.
You know what? Jefferson, Thielen, and Cook might be the second best trio.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Thielen, he certainly had a better year than Julio Jones did last year, but certainly did. 14 touchdowns, catching passes from Kirk Cousins, of all people. He caught 14 touchdowns, and the other one was an all-pro, practically. So, yeah, I mean, they're up there. In fact, if you want to just talk about production last year, What did Dalvin Cook do? If you want to just talk about pure production, and maybe those two or those three at the top was the Vikings trio. Dalvin Cook went for over 1,500 yards. So if we're talking about strictly guys who actually balled out, because Julio, we're talking about what he did previous, not in 2020, you'd take the Vikings trio.
Mm-hmm. If Seattle had anything else, Lockett and Metcalf and whomever.
Yeah, they had just have a bunch of random running backs.
Yep. That might be, that's probably
I think
best.
You would take the Vikings. I just think of the size and the speed of the Titans. But if you're talking about guys who actually did their thing, because Julio is bringing the Titans down, you take the Vikings. And they all did that with Kirk Cousins as their quarterback, which makes them even more impressive.
Are we skipping Tampa Bay?
I mean, Fournette only piled it on in the playoffs. He wasn't good in the regular season. He was just eh.
Yeah,
and he had a good playoff run. But you're removing
you got Mike Evans, you got Gronk.
And you're removing quarterback from the equations. I would still take the Vikings. Yeah, I like the Vikings more.
You like the Vikings better than
over Tampa. Tampa's that stuff is about Brady helping. And if we're not even going to use Brady in the formula, then I'm taking the Vikings. Because I could put the Vikings trio on the Bucks and they'd be just fine. The Bucks would probably be better offensively.
And Buffalo, if they had, I mean, Singletary and
Diggs.
You know, well, Diggs is the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best in the league right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. No wonder Viking fans are pissed. They got this and they still have to
Did you get any better getting rid of him?
Who?
Diggs? No.
No. But they're fine. I meant no wonder they're pissed. They got these three guys and they still have to deal with Kirk Cousins. That's what I meant, what they're pissed about. Yeah. They got plenty of talent at the skill position.
If it was Diggs, Jefferson, and Cook?
Yeah, I wonder how Diggs' contract would have impacted paying Cook. I don't know. I don't remember how that all played out. But Jefferson's fine. Thielen caught 14 touchdowns. They're still okay.
Yeah, and he was hurt.
You just get you a better quarterback.
That's what says you.
They try. Apparently they wanted Justin Fields. So it's not like just me. They allegedly wanted to get to 8 to take Fields. They know.
Yeah, now it says you.
No, it says the public in the media. Not just me. If they, it's
says everyone.
Yeah, me and everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, wow. That just, I don't know that changed the balance of power in the league, but it made them better.
Certainly,
I really don't. You know what? What does that do to? Who cares what it does to the Texans?
I hope. Hopefully, it makes Tennessee some team that's unstoppable. At least when they face the Texans, I'm not looking for wins.
Yeah,
but Lance brought up the point. Okay, you gonna stop anybody, Tennessee? You didn't. I mean, I don't think cornerback is associated with Julio Jones. He's still on the other side of the ball. You guys gonna make any plays defensively?
But again, didn't they get rid of Adoree?
You think
doesn't that make them much better?
Addition by subtraction. Okay. I don't know who they went and got to replace him though.
Yeah, I mean I'm sure no one knows. You can't find that out.
You keep saying that, but a simple Google
it's impossible.
Simple
to find
Google
out.
Search will tell
we'll just
you.
Just have to go.
No, our lads has a depth chart right now.
Yeah, but
they brought in Janoris Jenkins.
Oh well, there you go.
And they drafted Caleb Farley.
There you have
who
it.
Who can't feel his toes? I guess
no, but he's. You know, he's not going to play for 6 years, but that's fine.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. Now they're much better. That's how much better they are. All right, it's 10:40 on ESPN 97.5. News of the weird coming your way. It's going to be weird. It's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. Stay with us.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:42. Did you see the woman in Florida beating up the restaurant?
No.
Naked?
She beat up a restaurant?
Oh, yeah, in Ocala. There's a video of her. She's naked. She's 53 years old. It's a little bit of distance away, but she doesn't look like she's 50. I mean, she's still in really good shape, but she's naked, and she's just tearing the restaurant up, throwing everything, all the plates, all the glasses, everything, just breaking everything she possibly can. Finally, a cop comes, and she's throwing stuff at him, and finally the cop tases her, and mm-hmm. she goes down in a heap, and he goes, "Turn over, I'm going to do it again.
The first time I ever saw a naked woman was much like this. I think I was in the sixth grade or something, and this woman just started running naked down the street, like in front of the school. Like, she kept going back and forth, running naked, and it wasn't the greatest sight in the world. But so everyone was more like, "Wow, look, there's a naked woman," than "Wow, there's a naked woman." So we were all watching. She didn't ever come into contact with anyone, but the police had to gather. "Okay, lady, let's go. So I don't think she tried to beat up an Outback, though, like this woman did.
Yeah, she destroyed the place. So apparently a judge was ruling on Wesson Oil, and he was ruling, apparently he was trying to make some analogy about being mediocre, how mediocre something was. And in his ruling now, which is now official, it's the judge's ruling, The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker are both mediocre movies.
Some would say he's doing The Last Skywalker favors by calling it mediocre.
It's the law now.
Well,
if you try to say that these movies are above average, well, you would actually be breaking the law.
Well, apparently, he and Rotten Tomatoes are going to have a discussion, because Rotten Tomatoes has The Last Jedi at 90%. But he would be right, according to Rotten Tomatoes, about The Rise of Skywalker. That only got a 51. So there's some differing opinions there. He's right on Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, some court rulings you don't agree with. This one, it's hard not to.
You got
to
appeal on. I would appeal The Last Jedi one, though.
Del, I don't know if you're following her.
Probably not.
Brittany Portillo, 20-year-old OnlyFans model.
I am not following her.
Apparently, she was strip-teasing during her OnlyFans session.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And she suffered a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Mid-strip-tease after engaging in a dangerous fad that has been spreading on TikTok called dry scooping.
Is that like pre-workout stuff?
I took the pre-workout, yeah. I started to feel tingly and itchy all over my body, which wasn't a good feeling, but I Googled and said it was a normal side effect.
Isn't that why they tell you to drink that with water so you don't just mainline that stuff? You dilute it a little bit?
Well, what is it called?
It's like pre-workout stuff you take to get you going for your workout. But it's like hardcore. I don't know what's in it, but it's, you know, you imagine, just gives you energy.
Dry workout powder.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
You're supposed to dilute it.
Yeah, but people like to dry scoop it because it's like mainlining it.
Well, I don't know, because you'll suffer a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's the best idea. I'm pretty sure. That's not the best
what
idea.
I got to Google, what is in pre-workout to figure out what people are just deciding to scoop into themselves? Caffeine, creatine, taurine. Yeah, stuff you should probably dilute before you drink.
An 86-year-old sugar mill worker in Florida arrested on suspicion of fatally shooting his boss after his request to work another year was denied. Do you think that you might shoot somebody? Let's say
no.
Todd said you can't work here anymore, or you can't have another year.
Okay.
Will you shoot him?
No, I wouldn't shoot Todd. I'm telling you that right now. So, I'm not going to do it. Not shooting Todd.
Okay, I was just asking.
Do you have anybody else that you think I might shoot if someone tells me something I don't want to hear, and I can answer that for you too?
Do you think you might shoot AJ?
No.
How about if Lance told you?
No.
Maybe.
There's a chance someone else will take care of that. Why would I do that? Lance will take care of that himself.
No, Lance is going to get struck by lightning. He's not going to get shot.
You make a point.
Yep. Apparently now, a woman has gunned down her boyfriend because she smelled sex on him. He was 6'5", 285 pounds. Big Mike. All it took was one jealous woman half his size to put him in his grave. She gunned him down because she said she smelled sex on him.
You've probably never seen the movie How to Be a Player. Bernie Mac's in it.
No.
And he says, this room smells like... he combined the words booty, D, and P. He combined them in that order. He goes, this room smells like... And she goes, what? No, I can smell it. This is what this woman was smelling. And she shot the dude over it.
I hope she was right. Hope dude got some. Otherwise, you're getting just because you smell, well, you smell funky anyway.
That's
then,
a
right?
False accusation. And you get shot over it.
Well, but
that's terrible.
Then you should take a shower or something because you smell funky.
Yeah. If a woman thinks you smell like that and you're not partaking in that, then what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What kind of activities were you involved in?
I don't know, but look, she has a point. There's a certain. I don't want to get into it, but look, it's a unique smell, I'll say that. And if he smelled like that, unless her olfactory was all screwed up, probably right.
Well, a student in North Carolina was denied his diploma. He was wrapped up in a Mexican flag. Now, you're a racist son of a bitch.
I'm not.
Do you think he should have been denied his diploma because he wrapped himself up in a Mexican flag?
Where was this again?
North Carolina?
No. Probably.
Well, it's North Carolina.
What is that? Doesn't mean
they don't know how to act there.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying should he have been denied? Not are you surprised
up there,
he was denied?
He's going to be denied.
Look, I watch a lot of international sports, mainly soccer, let's be honest. And a lot of those guys, when they win big matches or tournaments, they will wrap because they're not from that particular country. They're there for the club and the job. They'll wrap their flag around and go, yeah, we see it here when during the home run derby, guys from Latin American countries will wrap that flag around them. Do we kick them out? No.
No.
Let that kid get his diploma. They denied him his diploma. They let him he did actually graduate, right? But they just didn't hand it to him.
You can't have your diploma. They're not
going to make him come back for another year,
well,
are they?
No. But I don't know if they're going to recognize him.
I don't even know why that would anger you.
I'm trying
to figure out why that made them upset enough.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Right. Well, Turkey is at it again. The country.
Not the bird.
Apparently, they are defending their child marriage philosophy. Because non-marital relationships are deviant. But two 15-year-olds are getting married are fine.
I don't know why you put a rule into effect that's going to ruin someone's life. Because, marriage.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that something that was done here way back when? Like, hey, well, Johnny, Paul said we can't do this, but. Then Johnny goes, I got a great idea. Let's get married at 17. Like America, wasn't that a thing in America a long time ago? At least in the movies I used to watch. That was a thing. Hey, let's get married so we can do this. Turkey, pick it up.
No.
Just pick it up.
It's 2021. Catch up.
Yeah, 15-year-olds getting married seems like a good choice.
Do you know what NetherRealm Studios are?
Never heard of it. Sounds
NetherRealm
like
Studios, they make games.
Okay.
Yeah, video games.
Never apparently. Heard of it.
Apparently, they're in a bit of a problem. Injustice 2.
That's
apparently, they have... It's they're under a little bit of fire. Players have to beat up a bisexual woman.
Ooh.
It's Poison Ivy, a DC Comics character.
Okay, it's based off... Injustice, I think, was a comic book run for DC, the Batman, Superman people.
I don't think in today's world, didn't anybody say, do you think you guys think this is a good idea?
So they have to beat someone up?
Yeah.
Or is it just part of the game that you happen to be beating someone up? Well, see, I need the context, because if it's like you need to beat up this bisexual person and it's pointed out, that's one thing. But if it's part of a game where violence takes place, why would this character be immune to being punched if it's just part of the gameplay? I don't know. I got to know what the whole setup is, because in those games, people get hit. That's kind of how comic books work. I just don't know the context.
Yeah.
But it is Pride Month.
It is. It's an Injustice 2 Pride event. That doesn't seem like that prideful.
Did Ron DeSantis coordinate this thing?
Oh, man. Shamima Begum had a rough day. 80-year-old. Apparently, she had a back wound. She was sent to a public hospital, and surgery was performed, but it was by the security guard. And we can't keep up with what every doctor, what everyone is doing at all times. It's a large hospital. I don't know. I think you might be able to. Hey, you're not a doctor. Weren't you watching the door last week? I don't think you should be performing this surgery.
While you're doing that, I'm reading up on this Injustice 2 thing, and they were legit challenging people to beat up this character. It's a bad look.
It is.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Yeah. So a man has designed a euthanasia coaster. You can only ride it once.
Wow. Do you die on the coaster?
Apparently. The Imagine Ride, dreamt up in 2010 by designer on a hypothetic death machine in the form of a roller coaster.
So how do you die on the coaster? It's not like normal coaster accidents, is it? But planned for?
Apparently you can, I don't know if it's real now.
Okay, hypothetical.
Yeah. He is the artist and designer. Yeah, he has made it. And so, yeah, so you can only ride. Do you want roller coaster death ride?
No.
Well, if you want to die.
I would choose something else.
Wait, that sounds like fun. It's a roller coaster.
Roller coasters are fine. I'm not afraid of them, but I don't think that I want that to be my last act. Like, if I'm going to go out and I know, well, I guess it depends on my age. Like, if I'm 45, maybe I want to do something exciting. But if I'm, like, in my 80s. Hey, just let me sit and watch the waves come in and go out that way.
What are you going to do then?
At 80, I'll pass away that way, watching the waves come in. I don't want to do
You're going to dry scoop?
No. I'm not taking pre-workout before I pass away.
Hmm. Well, there's a pop-up, latest culture pop-up, Houston's latest pop culture-themed pop-up bar, Game of Thrones, downtown. Dell, are you going?
So at the very end of the night, you're going to be disappointed by the outcome?
Oh, but what if he's there?
What if who's there? The Night King?
Tyrion.
He's not going to be there.
I'm going.
Why would Peter?
If Tyrion's there, I'm going.
Why would Peter Dinklage be there?
Because he likes wine and.
He drinks wine and does. I forgot what his line is. He knows stuff. I drink and I know stuff. And he also likes what you just memed. No, Peter Dinklage isn't showing up.
You don't know that.
I don't see him at those conventions.
If he's there, I'm there.
Of course you are. You're going to say something inappropriate.
He's the greatest actor of all time.
Well, they made him really dumb in the last season. He made some dumb decisions that last season.
Oh, I know, but he's still the best.
Why? Because he's small and
he's
talented?
Because he likes wine and...
That's written for him.
He likes wine and tis nitties. I love that about him. You see?
Sorry, interns.
At 10:56... Right here and on ESPN, Charlie Pulillo is next.
They thought what Longhorn Scott said to them was going to be offensive.
Not as bad as that.
You're right. Nothing was as bad as that.
ESPN 97.5.